Hello and welcome to episode 20 of Too Much Tully. We have made it to 20 episodes through a pandemic, mostly via Zoom. Jess, how are you feeling?
Feeling great. What about you?
I mean, that doesn't sound convincing. I'm feeling good. So guys, we did have a bit of a plan for today's episode, but things got out of control. We thought, you know what? We've given you two massive guests the last 2 weeks. We had my ex-boyfriend, Anthony Drew, and then of course we had Abby Chatfield. So we thought we'd just talk shit this episode. You guys also seem to love when Jess and I just like shoot the breeze, you know, give a bit of a life update. So we thought we'd just do this one a little bit easy breezy, light and fluffy. Jess, you ready?
I'm ready.
I have my drink of the week, which is a Vitamelon and sparkling. It's like sparkling watermelon juice. It's delicious.
You're really getting around the seltzers lately, aren't you?
No, non-alcoholic, guys.
Oh, is that non-alcoholic? Why?
Guys, non-alcoholic.
Oh,
because
good for
you. I'm doing this thing where I just, you know, I just don't drink all the time.
Okay.
And it's delicious. It's so yummy. And apparently it's like pretty good for you too. So, also most importantly, they donate 5 cents to Lifeline. What the hell was that?
My phone. I'm sorry. I didn't turn it on silent.
What?
After everything this morning.
This is a well-oiled machine by episode 20, Jess. You should know the rules. Phone on D&D. Thank you very much. We've already spent 20 minutes.
We've had so many troubles this morning, haven't we?
We've already spent 20 minutes trying to get your microphone to not be yelling in my ear holes. Okay, let's jump into it. Ready?
Yeah, let's do it. All right. So, T. Smythe. How are you feeling after all of the comments and DMs and Drew following me on Instagram now since he's been on?
Look, I think what's most important is that we reflect on how you handled that episode. I think if we just roll the tape, there's just a little video. I'm not sure if you've seen it or heard it yet, but if we just insert it here.
All right, Sarah said, how will Jess cope being in the same room as Drew?
Are you disappointed?
I'm really sad. I wanted the man bun. Maybe halfway through you can tuck it in the bun.
No, it's okay. I'm just kidding. Oh, now it's putting the hair up.
You got to... Yeah, nervous tick.
Grab a bucket and a mop. Kidding.
So,
remove that. I was kidding.
No, do not remove that. There he is. Does that look more familiar to you?
Yeah, that does. A little bit at the back as well.
This old thing?
Do you guys want a room?
Drew dog.
Yeah.
Big Jew boy. Are you right? She's had one drink, guys, and she's throwing shockers.
Let the Bendigo come out. That's all right.
Okay, so this is payback. Jess is now bright red. She's crying with laughter.
What happens when I laugh? I don't make sound. I just cry and go red. Are you suggesting how do I suppress the boner?
No, it was more like...
Okay. We're off to a good start.
I'm actually hot now. What's happening?
Put Drew in the nickname because... Oh, wait.
Okay, Emma has said, is it hard having a face that's been carved by angels? Back off, Emma.
How he is...
Hey, look at his body language. He's like, don't talk to me.
No, not this one.
Oh, there we go. There we go. They're bulging. I can't wait to go there knowing you are working there now. What's that hairy one? What is it?
Are you right?
No.
Shaka.
See, I knew that.
What are you just going to be there like still for like 5 minutes and all of a sudden you like start to twitch? Like you're holding in a sneeze. Like.
Where?
It's like, where's your sea foam come from?
Oh.
Holy shit, Jessica.
Probably one of these. To Jess, you know. Really going to miss you.
Stop.
Yeah, you are my rock in
right
the house.
You're driving a wedge between us. Stop. You're pretty romantic, Drew.
I am at heart.
It's fucking hot right now. I've had a shot.
Guys, okay. Mop on aisle three for Jess and Tully. Now, that's payback for the fact that you absolutely stitched me up in front of my ex-boyfriend by playing a clip where I just basically talk about my ex-boyfriend on every other episode. Look, it's been a bit of a weird week, I won't lie. So much love and support for the two of us as a couple. People asking us to get back together, people giving me their opinion saying, oh, you know, I could hear the tension, I could hear that there's still love there. You know, people were really hung up on the fact that he didn't actually say the words no when you'd asked him if he'd get back with me. They were like, he was biding his time. He didn't actually give a straight answer. He was just being playful. People are so invested in us still. It's crazy. I knew the episode would do well because you said it did really well with downloads and stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's second on overall downloads now, which is amazing.
Amazing. And we got to number two on trending podcasts on Spotify, which is also incredible. But yeah, I just... they really want it to work. They really want the two of us to work. They really want us to get back together. And when you've spent the better part, you know, it took me a good 2 years to get over him, and it's been a good couple of years since then. That took a lot of time and effort and work. And whilst I'm so appreciative and I love that people are so invested in us and just want us to be happy and want us to be together and in love, it's kind of hard, you know, having people telling me like, get back with him. Why aren't you guys together? And I'm like,
wait. So are you telling me that the person in your soft launch videos on your Instagram isn't Drew?
I probably should have. I didn't think this through. Okay. I didn't think the fact that the same week, it just so happens the same week I dropped an episode with my ex-boyfriend is the same week I kind of went semi-public with someone that I've met. I've met someone. It's out. Cat's out of the bag.
I mean, we all knew that from your bloody week of romance all over your Instagram. Look, who is he? What's he doing?
Like, give me a break. I've been single for so long. Like, I'm really happy at the moment. I'm having a lot of fun. And look, it's been a bit of a weird week for me. It's tough because I only have the one Instagram. Well, I have two, right? I have the T Smythe one, which is my influencer platform. Then I have Too Much Tully, which is for the podcast. I don't know why. I've thought about it over the years, getting a private Instagram for like just my actual close friends and family. But it was like, I already asked so much of them. Like, I already asked them to like follow my, you know, annoying posts and my paid posts, and then follow my podcast page and support that. And so I just feel like asking to follow a third Tully Instagram is like asking too much.
Yeah.
Ironically. But yeah, I mean, I had a bit of an incident happen this weekend where my privacy was invaded. Not only my privacy, because I'm fine with that. I know what I signed up for. Mm-hmm. I understand that I'm in the public eye. I understand I have a following. I also understand that I was putting up these little cutesy teasers here and there. So that's fine. I understand that that's maybe public interest, but you know, the people I date didn't sign up for this stuff. And when their privacy is invaded, that's when it upsets me and pisses me off. So after a little incident this week, which we will not go into, because I don't want to give it any more airtime, I now have a private Instagram account.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Because I think after seven and a bit years of being in the public eye and sharing my every waking thought and private moment with the public, I think it's maybe about time I get some privacy too. So I have met someone. He is heaven.
But we're not going to go into too many details because you probably want to enjoy this first kind of phase.
And maybe that's kind of terrifying, even the fact that I don't want to just like tell everyone everything, because you know, you guys know it's what I usually do. That makes me, it's really scary because it feels like it has more weight. Like it feels like it may be something more serious, the fact that I'm this protective of it, because I'm usually so open book about it. You know, and I had so many people messaging me being like, who is it we need to know? And I'm kind of like,
no, you don't.
Who says you need to know? Like, people were like, who is it? You have to let us know. We're so invested. And I'm like, if I wanted you guys to know, I would have tagged him. Hey, like, I will eventually, I'm sure. I'm sure I'll eventually share this beautiful man with you guys. But right now, I'm just kind of enjoying it being just for us.
Yeah. No, that's really nice.
But I do. And I ummed and ahed about sharing this story. Yeah. I ummed and ahed. I was like, no, you can't do that to him. And I was like, you know what? The people need to know.
Okay.
So there were two suggestions or two assumptions about this new mystery man that I've been seeing. One was Drew, and I understand why that was. Apparently, you know, you guys are some serious, like, weird Inspector Gadgets. Like, I don't know how bored you are at the moment, but they were, like, zooming in on Drew's watch and zooming in on this new guy's watch. And they're the same watches. They've got the same wrists.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, that's just a lot of work for someone else's private
life. Intricate details as well.
I mean,
looking at their wrists.
I'm impressed. But also, don't you think if I was going on dates with Drew, I would be sharing that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Absolutely. Anyway, I understand why people assume that. But the other guy, people were asking if maybe it could be based off the most recent episode, is of course everyone's favorite orange wine guy. Now, as we know, I did go on a date with Orange Wine Man.
Yes.
I wasn't 100% into it, as I think I said on the pod last week. I wasn't 100% into it. It'd been a really dragged out process. We'd been talking for months in ISO. You know, he'd go away for a couple of weeks, come back, go away, come back. Like, I wasn't super invested. I actually had deleted, cleared out my Hinge profile. So I didn't even know what he looked like anymore. I didn't even have photos to refer back to. I assumed that maybe he might've been semi cute, or I wouldn't have swiped right in the first place, but I had no idea what this guy looked like. Anyway, I was like, you know what? No, I said months ago that I would go on a date with you once lockdown eased. I'm a lady of my word, woman of my word. I will go on a date with you.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What is happening here? Why are you getting all coy?
A fucking disaster.
Oh God. What happened?
And I've checked with said man, and he has said, look, you have to tell them what happened. I'm like, are you sure? Cause it's not great for you. But this guy's identity is very much private. No one could possibly figure him out. So I don't even follow him on Instagram. So don't even try go looking for him, guys. I don't follow him on Instagram. Anyway, so I booked the venue. Obviously, I'm a control freak. I like being in charge of stuff like that. Booked the venue. We're texting throughout the day, and he's still being really funny. He's very witty. He's very intelligent. So that kept me, you know, I was like, you know what? At the very least, this will be a nice dinner with a new friend, maybe. Mm-hmm. Anyway, get to dinner. We sit down. He's obviously very nervous. He was cute, but I was like, you know, immediately on a date, I just was like, yeah, no.
No.
Like, this is just not a thing. It's never going to be.
But you can feel their vibe as well. It's not just about their physical looks. It's everything.
For sure.
You can just tell straight away.
I think it's chemistry. It's whether you have chemistry or not. I think I've always said this. Feelings and emotions and love grows over time, but chemistry is instantaneous. So you've either got it or you don't have it.
Yeah.
And I just knew that we didn't have it. Anyway, we sat down and I was literally just doing the initial chit chat. Like, so like, how's your day? Like, how'd you get here? And mid-sentence, like I was literally mid-word, he goes, oh, I'm really sorry. I just need to go to the bathroom. And I was like, oh,
yeah, that's, oh God.
That's cool. No, that's totally fine. Like, you can go to the bathroom. Like, go. Like, he like ran away. And I was like, he must have been like busting on the way here. Like, how far is his house? Like, when have you gone before he left? Anyway.
Oh, no. I feel like I know where this is
have
going.
Have I not told you this story?
No, off-air. I haven't heard this story.
I actually meant to send you and Tommy a voice note with this story the day after, but didn't. So I messaged the girls. I'm like, yeah, it's really weird. He's gone to the bathroom and just got here. Anyway, he comes back. There's like some set menu thing because of COVID. It was like it's like $65 for six dishes or like $75 for, I don't know, eight. I was like, how hungry are you feeling? Are you hungry? Or he's like, no, actually not really hungry at all. And I was like, oh,
good.
Okay. I'm like, I guess we get the small one then. I was like, just the set menu, the smaller one, thanks. Food arrives. He takes one look at it and goes, I'm so sorry, I have to go to the bathroom again.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, this can't be happening. What's going on? I was like, yeah, that's no problem. I'm just going to start eating though.
Like, wait, at any point in this scenario, did you ask him if he was okay?
Not at this point.
Okay.
Not at this point. I wanted to save him the embarrassment. I wanted to just pretend it wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. So he goes to the bathroom. I start eating. I'm like, well, I'm hungry and I'm here for dinner. So I'm just going to keep eating. He comes back. He like tries to put some food in his mouth. Keep in mind, we're at a Japanese restaurant. So it's like raw fish. Like, have you seen that? You know that? Of course you've seen it. You know that? It's one of my favorite scenes ever of any movie. That scene in Bridesmaids where Kirsten Wiig, whatever her fucking name is, she is trying not to vomit and she's like, I'm actually starving. I'd love an almond. And then she sits there and she sucks and chews on this almond while she's sweating profusely, turning gray, like probably up chucking in her mouth.
I mean, to be honest, when you referred to Bridesmaids, I immediately thought of when she was in the wedding dress and had to run outside to shit. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, you're shitting the street. And she's like, go around. Anyway, so I watched this poor guy try and like throw back some raw fish. Mm-hmm. I'm like, at this point, I'm like, are you okay? Like, are you okay? Do you need to, he's like, look, I'll be honest. I was like, I'd rather
be great.
I was like, can you please? He goes, I'd had like a quick workout when I finished work before I came here and I had a protein shake and I've been feeling really sick ever since. I was like, oh my God, you should have just canceled the day. You should have just rain checked. He goes, no, oh my God, I couldn't do that to you. I was like, I am a decent human being. Like, I would never. if you're dating girls who get angry with you or what for being sick, then you're dating the wrong kind of people. Mm-hmm. I was like, I would have been so understanding. I would much rather you stay at home and rest than like force yourself to come out to dinner with me. And now we're both in this position where I'm
you're going to be eating alone at some
really
point.
Ill. Like, okay, do you want to just, let's just let them know that like, you're not well. Let's get the bill. Mm-hmm. He's like, nope. He's like, I'm here. I want to be here. Like, I want to do this. And I was like,
oh, good for him. That's nice.
Okay. I was like, but maybe if you don't want to eat, don't eat. Please don't force yourself to eat. He's like, maybe I just won't eat. So then I'm thinking, great. So we've got what, 17 dishes coming out that I'm going to sit there and eat by myself. Anyway, he went to the bathroom 3 or 4 other times. Like I spent most of the night at the table by myself, texting the girls, like eating. I felt so bad because obviously the Japanese are so sweet and they're so polite, and the waitress didn't quite grasp why we were never, like, it looked like we were barely touching the food. Like, yeah. She's like, oh, is everything okay? And I'm like, I'm so sorry. It's delicious. I'm eating it. Like, I'm having my half. He's not feeling very well.
Oh God. And so what, how did it end then?
And like, he was even in between, even when he was at the table, like he was obviously feeling so unwell. He could barely string a sentence together. He kept like, his eyes were glassy. Like, he physically looked green.
Oh.
I tried like twice, two other times to like see if he wanted to go home. He just wouldn't.
Yeah.
And then eventually the bill came, and at this point I'd eaten like half of the food. I'd gotten like, I think half a bottle of wine and a cocktail, and he tried to pay for it. And I was like, mate, you didn't eat a thing.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way I'm letting you pay this bill. You literally didn't put a thing in your mouth. And then I felt so bad because he looked so sick that I took him home in my Uber and made sure he got home okay.
That's really upsetting. But how did he get sick from a protein shake?
Look, he then admitted the next day, because I checked in with him, obviously. I was like, hey, just checking in. Like, I hope you're feeling better. He's like, I'm actually not feeling better. He's like, look, to be honest, I haven't been well for about a month or so. I'm actually going to get some tests done today. So obviously there's something not quite right going on, which is, you know, hopefully is all good. I probably should check in with him again. But
that breaks my heart.
I don't think the protein shake was a real story.
Yeah, right. Okay. That makes sense.
I think it was just a better story than I had some bad food or I've been ill and I'm... See, I didn't even know if he was shitting or spewing. Like, it's just...
I was going to ask that, but then I thought... It's just... Your second date that you've had to look after people being sick.
And you know what? They have the same name.
Ooh, okay.
They share the same name. So right, that is so just...
People with that name are off limits from here on in.
They're banned. People with that name, I'm... Well, actually, you know... I'm kind of a taken woman now anyway.
You are. So what's new?
No, what's new with you? Is we talking about me all morning? What's new with you?
Well, I'm back from Bendigo.
How was that? Of course.
It was so good. It was so good to see my family, my sisters, all my girlfriends who are still back there and their kids. So it was a really nice week at home. I mean, I got in trouble a little bit because of the internet.
What do you mean?
The internet shit down there.
So what, you were sucking on the internet?
No, as in like from our end, like that's why I tried to do out. We obviously recorded the week before, just because I knew our internet was going to be bad, but it was real patchy. It wasn't great.
Was it?
But yeah, it was nice. Like it just felt like normal. It was good. You know, the first day I got back, seeing everyone, we had some wine and whatnot. We all, you know, caught up on each other's lives. And then it kind of just felt like normal again. And
do you guys have to wear masks in Bendigo?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's all the same as Melbourne. They were a little bit more lax, so you'd go out and people weren't really wearing them, to be honest. But, now it's kind of no mask anywhere, which is great.
Do you feel, like, refreshed and, like, reinvigorated? Like, do you feel like you've had your cup full back up with your fam? Because I know you're so close with your family.
Yeah. I feel really good to have seen mum and dad and just have hugs. Because I live alone, obviously. So just being out and having
cry.
Yeah, and so family and friends and stuff. We had a 30th on the Saturday, so it was good to actually have a function or something on.
Yeah, wow. Your sisters look so much like you. It's crazy.
Really? Well, they're blonde.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the haircut. It's just the face.
It's
face,
yeah.
Yeah, like your sisters.
And we have the same mannerisms and stuff as well.
And you've had, you know, you've had quite a big year. Like you've had a massive year professionally, you know, and personally. Mm-hmm. And you've not been able to share those milestones and moments and celebrate those big wins with your fam would have been really hard.
Yeah. Well, especially the last time I saw them, I wasn't working where I'm working now.
Yeah,
I was kind of contracting there. But yeah, as you say, like things have completely changed.
I don't know if I want to ask this question, but I'm going to ask it regardless. Oh, I don't know if I want to know the answer. Do your parents listen to the podcast?
Yeah, mum does.
Your dad?
No, dad doesn't. No.
Okay. So your mum knows intimate details about. Perfect.
Yep. What was it, the Abby one about licking pussy? She did you ask me about that. I was like, oh, yep. Cool.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, mum.
Do you know what's funny? My brothers are literally my sensors. Like, they are the people. When I get asked to do jobs or do the podcast, they are the ones that I think they're the only people I care about. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, are they going to find this offensive? Are they going to hate this? And then if they're going to hate it, then I won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I did wonder with that particular moment. I was like, oh, should I cut it? Should I cut it? But I kept it in.
No, who cares? It's fine. The other thing that happened on the weekend was mum was walking around with our podcast on loudspeaker listening to it because she listens to it on it was Saturday or Sunday morning. And I was like, mum, can you please put your headphones in? I don't want to hear my own voice. It was the Drew episode as well. And so she was like, I just hear her laughing in the other room. And I'm like, what part are you up to? And she's like, I don't know, seafoam, whatever it was. Like,
you were on fire that day. You were on fire. You were in good form.
If I we need to do shots, gin shots every episode.
I think also it makes such a difference. Like, we're recording this again, guys, via Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
It makes such a difference being in person, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you feel such the vibes. A difference. Also, when I was looking back on that clip that you guys made, I should put it on too much telly. I did get it from Tommy, but it was like widescreen, not up and down. What I mean, but horizontal, not vertical format. You have lost so much weight, mate.
Oh, I looked back and I was like,
with the clips, when they put them all together like that,
yeah,
all that changes on me is my hair. It's like either goes long, short, blonde, dark. But you are a different person to our first ep.
I lose it in my face, don't I?
Which is amazing. That's where I'm gonna, like, if I could lose this little fat pocket under my chin, that'd be great. But I guess seeing you, you know, sort of from shoulders up the last however many months, I couldn't really tell, but can you talk us through it? Because you've had a literal body transformation.
So I've been seeing a nutritionist, just a friend, and so I've been seeing her a couple of times during COVID and lockdown. Didn't see her, sorry, Zoom, obviously.
Telehealth.
Yes. And yeah, so she kind of like overhauled my diet, and I think I just had the time to actually focus on the food. And obviously I did do quite a bit of boxing and training outside of that. So I kind of just ate whatever I wanted back then, with like a healthy lens, I suppose. But now it's very much down to like macros and, eating what your body needs. I've been supplementing, and yeah, like it's not, I'm still drinking. I'll still eat that kind of thing.
You're still living your life. You're not living my life. Miserable.
Yeah.
But can we share how much you've lost? Because I know it's a massive number.
10 kilos.
Dude, fuck, you look great. Like,
thank you.
You look great before, but it wasn't until I saw you in person. I was like, holy shit, where's the other half of you gone? Like, it's like when Adele did SNL and she was like, so I've left half of me back home. Like,
yeah, I think I was just a bit unhealthy maybe at the start of the year and was making some bad choices in food.
Or yeah,
naughty choices, I should say, rather than healthy ones.
It happens. Speaking of, I, for some God unknown reason, I said to Peter the other night, I said, Peter, how do you feel about having a grumpy housemate for the week? She's like, what? What? Why?
Not good.
She's like, not into that. No. Yeah. Can I say no? I've agreed to do a fucking juice cleanse. I know.
Why?
Well, because I want to see if I can. Like, so I've done one before. I did one a couple of years ago, the same one, the karmic cleanse, juice cleanse thing.
Yeah.
And what it proved to me and what I found was most interesting, what I took away from it. First of all, I was grumpy as hell. I get so much enjoyment not out of food itself, but out of the tradition of sitting down with, you know, with someone for a meal. I plan my day around my meals. Especially dinner, you know, like I'm like, what am I doing for dinner tonight? Mm-hmm. And I want to see am I seeing my friends? Am I going to meet my friend for lunch today? Like, what am I doing?
Or is cute boy making me a lasagna?
Someone maybe did make me a lasagna from scratch. So now I'm distracted.
Sorry.
That's okay. Anyway.
Grumpy housemate.
Yes. So, I really love the tradition of sitting down with a loved one and sharing food. And so taking that away from me made me really, I felt lonely. I felt sad. I was grumpy. Also, as we all know, my diet isn't great. Generally, it's quite high in sugar and salt, fat. and alcohol. So when you take away all those things, I get tension headache. You have
withdrawals.
Yeah, exactly. But what I thought was really interesting last time I did it, and it'll be interesting to see how I go this time, especially coming out of lockdown and lockdown diet, which we all know was horrendous for everybody. It made me realize how much I put in my body and how much I eat that's not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you've not been able to eat anything except for your fucking 3-4 juices, whatever the fuck they are, I'm excited for the bone broth. That's the only thing I'm excited about.
Oh, I fucking hate bone broth.
Like, I love bone broth.
What is the purpose of it? I don't understand. It's disgusting.
It's delicious. It feels so fulfilling. It's like miso soup. It like hits a spot you didn't know you needed hit.
Well, maybe it's just the one I got, but I was like dry reaching because that was one of the things that they wanted me to start drinking every day, a cup of bone broth. I was like, I can't do it. I'm sorry. It's disgusting. It smells like that dirty barbecue smell.
I love it. I think it's really satisfying. It makes me like, warm and cozy. Yeah. So when you only have like the 4 juices a day and then you're suddenly allowed to eat whatever you want, you're suddenly like, oh, do I need like the 75 snacks a day? Like I have my breakfast. Do I then need to eat like 4 other, you know, 3 biscuits, 2 Twiggy sticks, couple of, you know, cheese slices. Do I need all that shit? Or can I just have my 3 meals a day? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do I need to, just because I'm bored, have 3 tablespoons of Bubble O'Bill ice cream from the punnet? Probably not.
Probably not, no. But, you know, it's unfortunate. Actually, it's not. You're actually very lucky. But you get sent things as well. So, like, how can you say no?
Well, that's the thing, right? So our fridge at the moment is like looks like a 7-Eleven. We've got kombucha. We've got my new favorite drink. This is not sponsored, by the way. I'm just actually obsessed with it. Vitamelon, sparkling. We've got a bunch of stuff in there. I've got a massive lolly jar of Skittles on my fridge that just sits there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I couldn't have that stuff in my house. I just consume if it's there.
I'm pretty good. I mean, there's bars of chocolate in our fridge that just don't get touched. But yeah, so that'll be interesting.
Chocolate in the fridge, Tully. What have we spoken about?
No, sorry. In my pantry. Chocolate in my pantry. Okay. I keep mine in the pantry. Old mate, Peter, weirdo, keeps hers in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Something else that I'm excited about that's coming up, Jess.
Oh, yeah?
Is our work Christmas party.
Yes.
So you and I work, well, you work with a company, big media company, who have a bunch of podcasts, one of which is mine.
Correct.
Which is how we met.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also obviously work closely with the boys, Tommy and Josh and Mace and George and the rest of the team. I'm a little concerned.
What are you concerned about?
Well, we haven't had, this is going to be our first chance to get lit, like properly lit.
I know. I'm
at
so
a Christmas
excited.
Party, a Christmas party is already next level anyway. Like that's a next level event, you know, like this isn't like a Sunday sesh or like a Friday night dinner and then maybe drinks afterward. This is a Christmas party. This is an all-day, all-night event.
It does start early, doesn't it?
We've never combined forces. You've not seen me actually drunk.
No, I haven't. And I'm pumped as for it.
And I got a tiny little trailer of you drunk and it was wild. So I'm a little concerned. I'm concerned that one of us is going to die.
We're going to need to be looked after, I think. So it starts at 2. Mm-hmm. The first venue, do you want me to tell you what it is?
Yes. Well, yes.
Okay. Cork and Canvas. We're doing painting and wine.
No, I've wanted to do this for so long. I said on the podcast that I wanted to do Cork and Canvas.
You did.
But hang on. I'm also so competitive and I'm going to be so shit at it. And then I get cranky that I'm bad.
No, it's okay. So
you're gonna be really good. You're like super creative and like you have all these weird little talents and skills that no one knows about, like calligraphy and woodwork.
I'm really bad. And the picture that we're drawing, okay, I want to get your thoughts on it.
Okay. Wait, you picked the picture?
Yeah. So I picked a picture, but there was 2 options. One, we choose a picture and we all do it. So there's 12 of us coming. And so, yeah, we either do that and we all do the same one or we get into pairs and we draw each other. And so I thought it would be funny for you and me to draw each other and then the boys to draw each other and then, you know, the other podcasts in their partnerships.
Do we really want to do that?
Well, yeah, no. I think we decided in the end that we would just do the one picture and then we can compare, see whose is the best. We can maybe have like a voting competition afterwards.
Oh, God, but it'd be great content to do each other, wouldn't it?
It would be great.
I wouldn't do you justice. I wouldn't do your beauty justice.
Stop.
You'd be a fucking stick figure. Like it'd be awful. Like
I'm not there anymore.
You'd be like, I just, Oh, I just hate being bad at things. I get okay. really.
But do you know what you'll be good at?
Drinking.
Drinking. Because we're going to be drinking.
I will be good at drinking. That yeah. I can do. I can drink. Okay. I can do it like a fish. I'm excited. I'm really excited. What do you guys, what does your family do for Christmas? What's Christmas look like with the Lucas family?
So we alternate between my house and my cousin's house, and then our gran and pop just come over to whoever's it is. But we're getting to that stage in our lives now where people have boyfriends and partners and kids and stuff, and they need to go off to their own family things, which makes me sad as a single person because I'm like, I just want my family to be all together. Like I want all of my cousins. I want it to be like childhood because we don't have any kids in our family. So and also my sister's single. The other one is in a long-term relationship, but yeah, so she's not always there. So yeah, it's a bit unfortunate, but I love our Christmases, especially when we have the pools to be able to swim in and it's hot enough for that.
Yeah. So you go back to Bendigo, obviously.
Bendigo, yeah, that's right.
I can imagine it'd be like a real traditional affair.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, Christmas hasn't really been the same since Mum got sick. Mum was, you know, the Christmas fairy. She made sure that we had the most amazing Christmas. She went above and beyond every year. Like we used to like make, my great grandmother had like a really delicious shortbread recipe and we'd make that together every year. And there was always a huge real tree, always a real tree. Are you guys real or fake?
We're fake. Do you know what? My mum's a bit of a Grinch. She's, she keeps threatening to not put the Christmas tree up each year. And each year we have to be like, no, Mum, you're putting it up. It doesn't feel like Christmas without it.
Yeah, well, we always had a real tree, heaps of presents. We had stockings and we had Santa sacks. And then, yeah, when Mum got sick, it just became really hard and also sad. It was like a really big elephant in the room. It was like, well, we're missing one. And then when Mum went into her care home, it was even worse because we'd, you know, either spend Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, we'd go visit her at the care home, and that was just fucking depressing.
Yeah.
So in the past couple of years, this will be our second Christmas without Mum. So it's not the first. So, you know, the hardest one was last year. But usually we get together at my dad's place in Hornsby, so I fly home to Sydney. We get together at my dad's place in Hornsby. We have a lunch. It's always the same. It's like barbecue chicken, this delicious barbecue chicken that we all love with this special, like, sauce on it that we've loved since we were kids. Prawns, obviously. Crunchy bread, like roast potatoes. Dad makes the best roast potatoes. And then we usually have that lunch, just the four of us. Or sometimes my brother's girlfriend Anna would join us because Tom's girlfriend Frankie lives down here in Melbourne, so she's not always with us.
Yep.
And then the afternoon, every year for the past, I think now 10 years, I think maybe it's my 11th year, I go to my best friend Sophia's house. This is now her second shout out. I didn't realize I had used her name. So she got a shout out last episode on the Abby episode because she did Abby's makeup for Reality Rehab, the TV show Abby was on.
All right. Okay.
And she texted me and she was like, oh, my first shout out. And I was like, surely I've mentioned you before now. So here is your second shout out. Every year for the past 10 years, I've gone to Soph's family home in Chatswood. She's Greek and they have this massive, you know, this long white table. They have all their friends and family over. She has a yaya there who is savage as fuck. She just insults us every year. She tells That's us great. Who's, she's like, who's, she tells you who's put on weight, you know, who looks good. She's like, why are you still single? Where's your boyfriend? Yeah. And there's like a spit. There's always a spit. So it's either like lamb.
I want to marry a Greek person.
Oh, my God. And then her dad does like fresh barbecue seafood on barbecue. There's like calamari. And then her mum, Jane. I'm a sucker for pavlova. Mm-hmm. Now, when I say that I love pavlova, I don't mean like, I can't wait for Christmas to have a pavlova. I mean that her mum now has to make me my own pavlova because I eat basically a whole pavlova.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So usually, yeah, it's I usually have a bit very big stomach and then suddenly on the 25th of December every year, I suddenly can eat like
anything. Christmas doesn't count. And also it's not Christmas if you're not feeling, you know, making yourself sick that kind of night.
Honestly, like the wedges I get, I'm like, why am I even cutting this? Just give me the plate and a fork. So for the past couple of years, there's usually a pavlova there. And because they have their lunch during the day, and I'm sort of with my family, I get this sort of in the afternoon about four. Some people have been already been in pavlova, so there's not usually enough left for me. So now they make two pavlovas specifically for me.
That's great.
Yeah, and that's always really fun. That sort of feels like my Christmas. I think that, and I'm sure a lot of people listening, you know, Christmas can be a really hard time for people. It's a hard time for me every year. It's tough if you're away from family, if you don't have very close family. I think it's important to make it your own. And for many, many years now, you know, my friends have been a huge part of my Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's okay. You know, Christmas is, as long as you're with people you love, then whether you have that's a tree, whether you don't do, you know, the turkey, whether you don't do presents, as long as you spend the day with people you love, then I think you're very lucky, and I'm very lucky to spend the day with people I love.
Yeah. So when are you going up to Sydney?
I fly home on the 16th of December, which is a day after my brother's, Scott's, birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you feeling you excited? Nervous?
I am. Obviously, I'm so excited. I haven't seen my family in so long. Why am I now? Yeah, obviously, I just got a bit emotional. I haven't seen them in a long time, and haven't seen my friends either. And there's been a lot that's happened. My friends mm-hmm. have got engaged. My friends are in the middle of IVF. So there's a lot going on up there that I've missed out on. So I'm really excited to get up there and give them all a really big hug and kiss.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. Yeah. It's weird. Like going.
Yeah. I feel weird. I feel a bit anxious about it.
Yeah. So the first weekend I got back, I just felt it was great. Like, don't get me wrong, but it really did feel, I just felt off, which is weird because I had no reason to feel off because it was so good to see everyone and talk to everyone and whatnot. We had so much to catch up on, but I think just being out of my, I mean, particularly this apartment, like I didn't really leave here or the South Yarra area. So yeah, going back to Bendigo and being in a different environment after having not been there for 4.5 months. Yeah. I feel like I heard that a lot as well through a lot of my friends who did the same thing. So
yeah, I think a lot of people are feeling that. I think people are feeling that even just, you know, going back out and seeing their friends. I know a lot of my friends have struggled with feeling overwhelmed, you know, feeling anxious. It's a big change to go from being in our house 24/7 for such a long time, 112 days, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
to suddenly having the freedom. Yeah, it's overwhelming. I think it's a completely reasonable response. And I feel similar, you know, to going home. I'm obviously excited. I am excited, but I'm also, yeah, I'm anxious about it.
It's going to be weird going on a plane.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine how that's going to, I went down to Germana a couple of weekends ago. To spend some time at my friend's beach house, and even just packing a toiletries bag. I was like, I haven't done this because I'm someone who travels so much usually with my job, right? Like I travel a lot. I'm so used. It takes me 3 seconds to pack a suitcase. And I was like putting my toothbrush, I was like, this is weird. Like, am I packing a little bag?
Have I got everything?
Yeah. Well, it's just nice. You know, I know that we talk about this. It's been such a fucking weird year, hasn't it? And it's just kind bizarre. Of nice to feel like it really is slowly getting back to normal. You know, even now we can go for a walk here in Victoria. We can go for a walk without a mask. I think we can have like 50 people or something ridiculous
yeah,
over.
Yeah, from the first, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Weddings are back to 150 people. Venues are basically at normal capacity. I think for a long time people were wondering whether we'd ever get to this point.
Feels so good. I'm so glad we can have a somewhat normal Christmas.
Right. Mm-hmm. All I need now is for Paran Pool to open up. That is my usual spot.
Is it
spot.
Not open?
I think you have to like book a spot to swim, like book a swim. I think you can just go sit. It's a hot day, I go sit there on the grass. I read my book. I jump in, cool off, read my book, jump in, cool off, read my book. It's my thing.
Yeah.
Get a sausage roll. They have the best sausage rolls there ever. Heads up if you're in the Paran area. But yeah, once that opens, I really feel like summer is back to being normal.
Normal. Yeah. I can't wait for a few beach days.
I can't imagine you at the beach at all. You're so pale.
Really?
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm actually not.
Like, you're not pale. I've got Jessica.
I know. All right.
I told you, you've got English rose skin.
I really don't. I used to go really like.
Okay.
Tanned.
What would you call, but don't you think, okay. So if I'm olive.
You are not olive. You oh my are God. Also quite. I'm darker than you.
You. Do you seriously think you're darker than me? Honestly,
well,
truly.
Honestly, this is winter for one.
Me too. I'm not fake tan at all.
Neither.
You to me are like. You're pale and I'm olive.
Oh my God. I'm going to tell mum to find some photos of when I used to tan really well.
I'm sure. Well, we have it. First of all, no such thing as a safe tan, guys. Right. The only way to tan, the only safe way to tan is to fake it. I'm really, really strongly believe in that. I just feel like it's funny to me that you think you're darker than me. Like that, you know what, guys, go to Too Much Tully Instagram page and have a look at the videos from the episode with Drew and you tell me who's darker.
This is unfair. To be fair,
I had freshly sprayed fake tan. Fake so tan, that's probably correct. Not exactly the most appropriate video to look at. But
so I'm going to do a fake tan before our Christmas party next week.
Ooh, maybe I should get a spray tan. What are you going to wear?
I bought a dress online because I saw what my friend was wearing. I was like, that'll be great for the Christmas party. I need to go pick it up. So it's just a bit of a puff.
Do we have a theme? Is it going to be like a – do we have a theme?
No, we don't have a theme. I just think that's too hard with all the different characters we have working at BMC. So we don't have the same style. So I was like, everyone do your own thing. And then because it's quite messy, I'll try and find a bib or something for them. For us all.
You're going to find us bibs.
Yeah, other than that, or just massive garbage bags and we can just chuck a head through it.
What did you used to do when you were little in preschool when you had like paint days and they'd tell you to bring your dad's
smock?
Old, no, they'd give you, we'd be told to bring an old shirt of our dad's and we'd wear it backwards.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd put your arms in and then you'd paint and it would like protect you.
Yeah. Okay.
No, well, just me with memories of that.
Yeah. If you want to bring your dad's shirt, go ahead.
Might be tricky. I'm not going to be like, hey, Dad, could you mail me down a shirt
down one of your shirts,
from Sydney to Melbourne so I can wear it to a painting thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So no theme. All right. I'll have to think about it.
Yeah. I mean, you and I could maybe like somewhat coordinate if you wanted to, just so we're on the same level. Not outfits because we tend to do that a bit anyway.
I know. I'm disappointed. You haven't even commented on my NoFX t-shirt.
Oh, I love it. It's great. I mean, you didn't tell me to wear my band one before we got on, so.
No, I thought I just sent you a telepathic?
Yep. That's
a telepathy? Telepathic message.
Message. Hey, speaking of, how are you feeling since our Medium episode with David?
That was also a lot.
Yeah. We've had a big month of episodes.
I know. I think what people don't realize is that I've said this before, but like those episodes really take it out of me. Mm. And then it's so lovely and please never stop doing it. But once we drop the episode, I then get like hundreds of messages of people sharing their own stories. And as an empath, you know, I engage and I read and I respond. And then so that's, you know, even more. Yeah, it's always a big week.
Mm.
Well, it's been interesting. I have been seeing a lot more little signs of my mum everywhere. I always just say, hey, mum, when I see one.
Yeah.
The feedback was amazing. My friends and family, especially like my closest friends, like could not believe. I think the closer you are to me, the more you realize how spot on he is with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just little things that, you know, if you've known me for 10 plus years, you're like, oh my God, that's crazy. They all found it really creepy and amazing. Like they all were like, this guy is legit. Also, interestingly, Peter reminded me of something that he predicted that has kind of come true. Well, if you guys remember, he was like, oh, you know, I don't mean to sound rude or like, feel free to cut this out, but are you into black guys?
Yeah.
And I was like, who isn't into black guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this guy I've met, he's half Sri Lankan.
Ah,
okay. So he's not black, but he's very tanned.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was quite interesting.
That is interesting.
Mm.
I mean, you've just given everyone else another hint.
No, how can you can't? What do you mean? How is that a hint?
I don't know. Now everyone can narrow it down.
How?
Just look for the Sri Lankan looking guys.
Oh, don't stress me out. I've already had a stressful week with this shit.
No. Guys, let her live her life. Yeah, leave me alone. And we'll talk about it when we're able to.
Yeah, like, give me a minute. Give me a minute. Just let me live my life. Like,
in fact, we'll get him on when he's ready and you're ready and, you know, we'll dissect the relationship for you.
I don't know. Oh, fuck. I don't know if he'll ever agree to that. He's very private. He hates social media, which I am so into. I'm like,
yeah. Polar opposite.
Honestly.
Yeah, I feel like that's what you need.
truly, like, that's the best thing about this guy. He is very grounding for me, very chilled out, very grounding. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a smitten kitten, but we'll leave it at that, shall we?
You look so happy. Look at you smiling right now.
I am happy.
Looks like she should look in the first phase of a relationship.
It's a weird, I'm trying not to self-sabotage. I'm trying not to overthink it. I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. You know, I keep saying to people, like, yeah, I know, shock horror, hey, I've met someone. And they're like, no, don't say that. They're like, you deserve to meet someone. You deserve to be happy. Like, this is a long time coming and, you know, you've waited it out and you've dated a lot of frogs, kissed a lot of frogs. And yeah, you deserve to meet someone great. So I'm trying to just go with the flow and, yeah, not overthink it. But it's hard when you are me and you live in my brain.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, we probably should wrap this episode up. I think, Jess, what do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's been fun, as always. Love chatting with you. Love seeing your face, your pale face next to my olive skin.
I'm going straight down to Sephora.
You know what? We are going to take numerous. We have to get a good photo of us at this Christmas party for fuck's sake.
This is our chance.
Those photos of us that we took when we were recording with Drew are not good.
No, I know.
I think that the key is going to be, and this will have to do with Jen, because Jen's quite a bit shorter than me too. We're going to have to do a sitting down one.
Okay.
So we're the same height.
I feel like I have a longish torso as well, so we could be the same height there.
You also have a side, whereas I don't have a side. I just have a dominant arm. I can't take a selfie with my left hand.
Oh, I see. So yeah, you want to be on. I tend to go that side because I don't know what happens.
Yeah, you
want to.
You want to be on the same side that I need to be on to take the photo.
I don't know. Yeah. So we
need
to sort
have to get the boys to take it.
Yeah.
Guys, right. This is good chat for you, isn't it? You guys are getting around this chat. You wait though. Our first selfie debut is going to be fucking phenomenal.
It's going to be so good.
And I'm going to look tanned, and Jess is going to look pale. Guys. Oh. As always, thank you so much for tuning in to Too Much Tully. If you liked the podcast, please leave us a lovely review, preferably one where it doesn't talk about me talking over anybody. As always, you can catch the podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, whether that be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to them. And I will see you next Tuesday.